لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله لا سيما بقية الله ولعنة الله على أعدائهم عاد الله من يومنا هذا إلى لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله في كتاب حكيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، صاد والقرآن لذكر بل الذين كفروا في عزة وشقاق. صدق الله العلي العظيم. مؤمنين، we are starting سورة صاد and I started two verses of this surah. صاد by the Quran being bearing the reminder, yet the faithless dwell in conceit and defiance. First word came Swad. There are a lot of discussion about Swad. Allah's name is Sadiq, Samad. So they start with Swad. So Imam Jafar Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that this Swad goes to the Tawheed of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, one of the name of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. When Prophet went to Mi'raj, so when he went to the throne of Allah, Allah asked him to offer two rakat salat. So Allah said before, that was the first time he offered salat. And Allah said that do ablution before salat. So Allah said that this fountain is coming from one of the pillar of throne, its name is Sa'ad. And do ablution from that fountain. So that's also one of the discussion about Swad, that the fountain name is Swad also. Swad, well, Quran is the zikr. Allah says, the Quran, by the Quran, bearing the reminder. Allah says, my Quran is a reminder. What is a reminder about? That these are my prophets, you to follow them, because you have to meet me on the judgment day. There's a reminding of Quran. Yet the faithless dwell in conceit and defiance, Allah says. The faithless, they are two things. Izzati wa shikhaq. Conceit and defiance. They think they are good, they are great, and they are ready to defy. Why did they do that? Because their desires are so much of this world, to do everything what they want, you know. That takes away from the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why they are in conceit and defiance. كم أهلكنا من قبلهم من قرنين فنادى ولا تحين مناس. Allah says, how many generations we have destroyed before them? They cried out for help, but it was no more than time for escape. If they are in conceit and defiance, Allah says, so the people before were same way. And when our punishment came, they had no escape then. And then they started crying out for help, crying out. Always they did that, crying out for help. Because then they remember their God and the death comes to them. That's how it is. That's how this shaitan stops us all the time till the death comes, you know. Just be defiant, and when death comes, then, oh no, I bring the faith, you know. Like Pharaoh said that when he was being drowned, he said, I believe in the God of the Bani Israel now. Allah said, now you want to believe? After you've seen this chastisement. وَعَجِبُوا أَنْجَاهُمْ مُنْزِرٌ مِّنْهُمْ وَقَالَ الْكَافِرُونَ هَذَا سِحْرٌ كَذَّابٌ. They considered it odd that there should come to them a warner from among themselves, and faithless said, this is a magician, a mendacious liar. They were really surprised that how come the God of the universe was one person next to us. Why not us? That was their anger, you know. Why they should say that we are the most respected people and all that. Why the revelation came to him, you know. And then what they said, because they used to say that why angel didn't come, you know, why human being, you know. That's how they used to talk. And faithless say he's a magician and he's a liar. Why they call him magician? Because when Prophet used to read Allah's word, they got surprised these words. That this is not human talking, and they said they knew this God talking, but they didn't want to accept it, so they were helpless. So what they can do is that they can say this is magician, because we cannot produce this way. Allah said, produce one surah like this. So they could not defend themselves, so they called magician and a liar. That's it. But couldn't produce one verse of like Quran, you know. أجعل آلهة إله واحد إن هذا لشيء شيء عجاب. And what they said? Has he reduced the gods to one god? This is indeed an odd thing. Because Prophet said there's only one god, you know. So they said this is very odd, you know. Because in that time of society, they all worship, you know, people of that area, many gods, you know. Not only here, but even go to Europe and everywhere, there were multiple gods being worshipped, you know. So for them, it was a new thing, you know. Although Allah had been sending prophets before, Ibrahim alayhi salam came and he talked about one God, and all these prophets came before and preached for one God, but people belied, and only few people were the true believers. Most of them, they had other gods, you know. Even Christians of that time were believing in Trinity, which they are still believe today, you know. So they said it was something new that you know that it's a odd thing to say to worship one God. وَانْتَلَقَ الْمَلَأُ مِنْهُمْ أَنِمْشُوا وَاسْبِرُوا عَلَىٰ آلِهَتِكُمْ إِنَّ هَذَا لَشَيْءٍ يُرَادُ. Their elite go about urging others, go and stand by your gods. This is indeed the desirable thing to do. So those chiefs, they went to the people, say, stick to your God, keep patience, don't listen to him, you know. And then what? Inna hadha la shay'in yurad. This is indeed the desirable thing to do. But there's a commentary about this verse in Mizan. Inna hadha la shay'in yurad means he wants to be the leader. This prophet wants to be leader. This is what he's asking us to do. So follow him. And same kind of accusation they did to Moses and Aaron. The people said that they want to be leader, you know. They saw Shaitan whispers in the people's heart when truth comes. Ma samayana bihava fil millati akhira in hava illakhtilaq. Then they said, we did not hear of this in the later day creed. This is nothing but a fabrication. You know, they said that we did not hear this thing before, because they, in the society they were living, they never heard that worship one God, you know. So he said that, so they said that they said this is nothing but a fabrication. He's just fabricating about it. So from verse 4 to 7, which we just recited, there's a commentary about that, these verses, that when the Prophet called for La ilaha illallah, these Kuffar Quraysh, they got very disturbed, you know. And they came to Abu Talib alayhi salam, and they said to Abu Talib alayhi salam that your nephew has destroyed our community. There is so much revolution going on in our community, you know. There's this much discord. The youth is trying to revolt against us and our gods. And we want to go to some compromise, and we want to ask your nephew to take a lot of money from us so that he stop this mission, you know. Or we'll make him the king. So they went to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So, you know, Prophet said, even if you give me, in my right hand the sun and left hand moon, I will not stop my mission. And Prophet said that, if you follow my word, which I say, then you will rule Arabs and non-Arab will be also your followers, and you will be the kings in the heaven. So they said, what do you want us to do? He said, say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. So they got scared, and they said, do you think that we just leave all God and just worship in one God? And they left. So, Prophet talked to Abu Talib alayhi salam and he started crying, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said that I'm not going to stop my mission, and I'll continue my mission till it goes to the whole society. And even if I get killed in this path. So Abu Talib alayhi salam said, I'll help you in this mission, The people who accuse Abu Talib alayhi salam to not be a believer, they should be ashamed of themselves. It was Abu Talib alayhi salam who took the mission of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he, till he died, he supported him for his mission, He protected his nephew. Brothers, sisters, when they are talking like this, and they're saying he's a magician, he's a liar, why it came to him only, and we will not leave our all gods and we'll do worship one God. You think it was easy? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today, if you go to India, in this civilized world, and if you talk to people about one God, they will not listen to you. Same way. And we should say salam to our Prophet, that in that time, 1400 years ago, when there was no custom of one, left, Dine religion of Ibrahim was gone from Makkah, because Ibrahim alayhi salam went there, preached one God, but it was almost people just denied it. And they went to the path of Satan and started worshipping many gods. You think it was easy for Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to ask people to say one God, believe in one God and I'm the Prophet? See the greatness of our Prophet. That he, those times, that kind of defiance, he challenged them, And he fought the battles, And the Imam Ali helped him. And believers helped him. And see how the success came. What Quran talks, we see in the history, that's what exactly happened, what Quran talks. And the help of Allah came, which we saw with our own eyes. Today also, if we have to follow Prophet Sunnah, then we should do dawah to people, And the judgment the people will say, the kuffar and munafiqin, Muslims never told us about one God, It's our duty to dawah, ask people to follow one God. Preach it. It might take 20 years of your life, maybe one person will listen to you, maybe one person. Then you will appreciate your Prophet, which hardship he went through. Dawah is not only for only Prophets, dawah is for us, the believers. Brothers, sisters, we have to do dawah wherever you can do dawah. Call for people, save people from hellfire. Ask for worship one God and Prophets being the last Prophet. Then they feel the pain of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when we do dawah and respect him and get some of his understanding what he went through. Because Prophet said, the way I was tortured, nobody was tortured from among all the Prophets. Unzilu alayhi zikru min bainina bal hum fi shakkim min zikri bal lamma yazuku azab. Then what they say? Next verse. Has the reminder been down to him out of all of us? They say again, made it fun of him. That reminder only came among us to him only. See how they did? So Allah replied, rather they are in doubt concerning my reminder, rather they have not just tested my punishment. Either they are doubting my reminder in Quran, or they have not tested my punishment yet. That's why they are talking like this. أَمْ عِنْدَهُمْ خَزَائِنُ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّكَ الْعَزِيزِ الْوَحَابِ أَمْ لَهُمْ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنُهُمَا فَلْيَرْتَقُوا فِي الْأَسْبَابِ. Now Allah is talking about, you talk so big that you don't want to hear that, and you are making fun of it. Now Allah is talking about people who are making those kind of statements. Verse 9 and 10, Allah is saying, do they possess the treasures of mercy of your Lord, the mighty and all munificent? What do you have, Allah says? Who are you that you are falsifying my reminder? Allah says, do they possess the treasures of mercy of your Lord? Who is your Lord? Azizil Wahab, who is mighty and the munificent. Means, do you have anything of him with you? Why? So you're talking so big and trying to deny my reminder. Do you possess treasures of mercy for your Lord? What are the treasures of mercy of the Lord? The revelation, guidance. What do you have yourself? Nothing. Now next verse Allah says, do they own the kingdom of heavens and earth and whatever is between them? Let them ascend to the higher spheres by the means of ascension. Now Allah says, next verse, that do you own the kingdom of the heavens and earth and what is between them? Do you have that? So that you can ascend on the, you take a ladder and ascend by the means. So Allah is saying, what do you have? Who are you? You don't have the treasures of Allah's mercy. You don't have kingdom of the heavens and earth and between. And you cannot even ascend and stop the revelation what Jibreel is bringing here. Can you stop it, which I'm sending? What do you have? Jundun ma hunalika mahzumam minat azab. Allah says, a routed host out there from among the faction. Who are you? You are just defeated host from among small group. You're a defeated host. And that's what happened to them. What happened to this Quraysh? They belied Prophet. They gave him hard time. What happened to them? Allah gave victory after victory to believers in the history. You can read it. Prophet was tortured by them, but in the battle of Badr, they were defeated by Allah's help. Allah sent the angels. You know, half of the people were killed by Imam Ali himself. And Allah sent the angels and defeated the host. Not only in that battle, but in other battles, Hunayn and other battles, Allah sent angels. And they were defeated. That's the reality, brother, sister. We have to see, read Quran, how people made fun of Quran and how believers stayed fast. And Allah, history gives the witness that they were defeated hosts. So you have to believe in Quran. Today, stand up and be firm. Allah has sent us same kind of help. But have to have faith in Quran. كذبت قبلهم قوم نوح وعاد وفرعون وذو الأوتاد وثمود وقوم لوط وأصحاب الأيكة أولئك أحزاب إن كل إلا كذبت الرسل فحق العقاب. Now Allah talking about previous generations, how they behaved same way, all behaved same way. Now Allah says before them Noah people impugned, it's belied, and Ad and Pharaoh the impaler, and Thamud and the people of Lot and the inhabitants of Aga, those were the factions. Each of them did not impugn the apostle. Each of them did not but impugn the apostles, so my retribution came due against them. So Allah is talking about how Allah destroyed Noah and people of Noah and Ad and Pharaoh the impaler. That, you know, he used to torture by nails. That's why he's called the impaler. You know, that he used to crucify people by the nails. That's why Allah said Pharaoh the impaler. You know. And so Allah is talking about Pharaoh and Thamud and people of Lot and inhabitants of Aka. Who were the inhabitants of Aka? They were people of woods. They used to live between Hijaz and Syria. It was an area of woods. And Shoaib alayhi salam went there to preach them, but they did not believe Shoaib, so Allah destroyed them. So Allah is talking about how they were destroyed. And those were the faction. Each of them did not impugn the apostles, so my Each of them did not but impugn the apostles, so my retribution became due. All of them got destroyed. Allah. You know, somebody might say, oh, at that time the punishment came, what about today? See, Prophet was sent as a mercy to the world, so Allah doesn't send punishment, but everybody is dying. Who stopped the death? And they're all gone to Allah SWT to be retributed. You know, brothers and sisters, Shaitan tricks us, you know. But death is the reality. We are all going. We stay for a few, some short time. And in the short time, we defy Allah SWT. And doesn't hear His revelation. He sends revelation from the heaven. We came from there. Everybody knows He come from there, He'll go there, right? Soul, even Hindus knows that the soul came and soul will go back. Right? Everybody knows he is to go to his Lord. But still, they defy. Because of their desires. So Allah says that in kullun illa kadhaba rasuluhu fa haqqa iqab. Ma yanzurun haula illa sayhatan wahidatan ma laha min wafaq. And what Allah says in the next verse? These do not await but a single cry which will not grant any respite. They are waiting for the punishment. Of the one cry. You know, the cries came when previous people were destroyed, right? A blast used to come. Means earthquake or wind or something. Now, one blast will come, will be on the trumpet, on the judgment day. The trumpet will blown, will blast, everybody will die. Allah's talking about that. وَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا أَجِّلْ لَنَا قِطَّنَا قَبْلَ يَوْمٍ حِسَابٍ. This is the last verse for today. They say, our Lord, hasten on us our share before the day of reckoning. There was the defiance. What they say? Lord, hasten on us our share. What is the share? Punishment. Give us punishment before the day of judgment. They are so defiant. They say, God send us a punishment before the day of judgment. So, Imam Ali says that what they are, the share is a share of fire. They want now. Share of fire. They want now. That's how the people are, brother and sister. These are the end times. You see what Allah says in the Quran, you see today's world like this defiant, you know, and following their desires, and they make fun of Quran, they fun of the day of judgment and the punishment coming. But they are true believers. And you saw that how Allah nailed faith in the chest of nifaq and gave victory to Islam 1400 years ago. You saw this Islam spread all over the world because of the faith which Prophet had himself and the faith of Imam Ali alayhi salam and the faith of believers. They struggle and Allah help them. Today is the time of Imam Mahdi to come. We should prepare ourselves and go and contemplate in the Quran and read Quran repeatedly and contemplate and follow Quran so that and do dawah to the community, call towards Islam. So that Allah's help will come and help us out. You see, in today's world, a lot of people who are the true followers of Islam are struggling in the way of Allah and how Allah is helping them. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Allah Rabbil Alameen.